Good day, this is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 380 for Wednesday, May 6th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mostly lower after a day of quiet and choppy activity on Wednesday. The softness was linked to the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures. Canola prices were anywhere from 60 cents higher to $4 lower. July down $3.60 at $455.20 a ton. Some downward pressure also came from the stronger Canadian dollar as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. Weakness in the Chicago soy complex and generally good conditions for seeding in North America this spring were also bearish, though some spillover buying did come from the gains seen in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures. Tighter than expected supplies of canola in the StatsCan stocks as of March 31st report were also somewhat supportive. StatsCan pegged canola stocks as of March 31st at 7 million tons, a few hundred thousand tons below pre-report guesses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., soybean futures were mixed amid choppy activity, while corn and wheat moved higher. Soybean futures were trading anywhere from 3 cents lower to 3 cents higher, July down 1.5 cents at $9.83 a bushel. Profit taking on recent advances weighed on the market, as did the large global oilseed supply situation. Generally good conditions for weather and soybean planting was also bearish, as was a lack of fresh demand news. On the other side, worries about a possible strike in Argentina underpinned prices, as it could slow the movement of soybeans and products out of the country. Speculation that a good planting pace for U.S. corn will reduce soybean acreage in the country was also supportive. Corn futures were firmer, seeing some spillover buying from the rally in wheat. Prices in Chicago ranged from 3 to 5 cents higher, July up 3.5 cents at $3.66 per bushel. A rebound in oil prices was also bullish given corn's relationship with the ethanol industry. Further support came from oversold price sentiment and a weaker U.S. dollar. Though continued favorable weather for U.S. corn planting and crop development helped to limit the gains. Wheat values were stronger, seeing a short covering correction following recent sharp declines. Values were anywhere from 12 to 13 cents higher. July was up 12¾ cents at $4.79 per bushel. News out of the Kansas crop tour was also supportive, as early results are pointing to a slight decline in winter wheat yields. The weaker U.S. dollar was also bullish, though generally good weather in the major wheat growing regions of the world was overhanging values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 6th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.